Hello, America. Dave Hodges here. I'm the host of the Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America, one enslaved mind at a time. Thank you so much for joining us. You're going to do a follow-up on a piece that we did a couple of days ago called Prominent Doctor Says COVID Treatment Was a Form of Designed Euthanasia. And we've had some nurses come out and speak to this, and I want to share their comments. And then talk about where we can go from here. I'll tell you what we're doing in the Hodges family. I mentioned that briefly in that piece. And I would recommend that everyone do what it is I'm going to suggest you do. I'm not telling you what to do. I'm just saying this is what we would do. Hey, we are brought to you by Canolidine, excuse me, Canolidine. And no, I'm not having a Kamala Harris word salad. It is Canolidine. And it's nature's morphine, but there's no side effects. No grogginess, no opioid dangers, nothing. It's just take it. It enhances endorphin production and it gives you incredible pain relief effects. And as I said, it's 100% drug free. It was created by medical scientist Clint Winters. Have you ever seen a picture of this guy? He's about as buff as it gets, and he says, "I really work out with very heavy weights and I have no pain." If you're having pain and you need relief and you don't want the narcotic or other effects, the hangover effects, go to trikono.com/Dave. That's trikono.com/Dave. And if you're seeing this on our social media, make sure you click the link in the description box. By the way, they have a money back guarantee. You have nothing to lose but the pain. I'm going to read to you a couple of comments I had on that article about the prominent doctor from Jolene K. And I appreciate you guys coming on and saying this. I retired from nursing at age 58 because of the COVID scam and the corrupt medical system. Nurses are supposed to be patient advocates. Instead, they have become patient murderers. Any doctor or nurse with a brain knows the treatment protocol is lethal. And what Jolene Kay is referring to there. The treatment protocol was the intubation with a ventilator. And we know the big risk, as we talked about in the presentation before, is bacteriological pneumonia. And she's right on the money with this. And listen, Jolene Kay, you're not the only nurse that's approached me and said, "Hey, I had to get out of this profession because I watched people killing people. And they knew better." In fact, actually, this doctor said he shared with his medical director that this isn't good. We were saving people with HCQ. This is killing people. He goes, "Eh, we're just doing the best we can do." Did the doctor capitulate in the story? I'm not sure. I know the medical director clearly did. Now, another one, Snellbaum came in, interesting handle, said that Aaron Olszewski, and I hope I'm saying the name right, a nurse in Florida, volunteered to work at one of the most overrun hospitals in New York City at the very beginning of the pandemic. Hey, I remember that. Do you remember where nurses were rushed to the high breakout areas? Okay, so this is someone that took this very seriously. She wanted to save lives, motivated by duty to her profession, and that is exemplified by duty to the patient first and foremost. Okay, so she goes to New York City and it said, after being there only a week or two, she was so horrified with what was going on, she went public on camera with audio recorded evidence how the Fauci protocols were killing patients. And the medical staff knew it, dot, 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 and they didn't care. She links, if you want to go to the comment section of that article, which is up on Rumble, she links to the a newspaper story about this at thesun.com news. And it says New York nurse, coronavirus, book investigation, Elmhurst Hospital. And it says she was arguably the first COVID whistleblower. Very brave lady. Dave, how about an interview with her? I'd love to. I need to get her contact information. What we're seeing now are the nurses that left the profession are coming out in droves, and so are some doctors, and saying, we didn't do well by our patients. No, you murdered them. Once you know you're doing wrong, right, doctor, do no harm, you should have backed up and said, I'm not doing this. You got to fire me. You got to fire me. But what also happened to doctors that spoke out? You remember the frontline doctors? I know Tom Renz, their first attorney. I know Tom very well. I've interviewed him a ton of times. And Tom told me, he said the intimidation was overwhelming to shut these people up. And here they were, experienced researchers, accomplished physicians, and they're not allowed to have an opinion that disagreed with Joseph Mengele, Anthony Fauci. It's pretty amazing stuff, isn't it? This stuff is all coming out. All right, so I said, what's the takeaway from this? The takeaway, I think, is really simple. Number one, I don't think you need a vaccine. I don't think you need a vaccine for anything. I don't trust anything they're injecting into our bodies now. You need to be very careful. That's up to you. Number two, I think what you really need to be concerned about as well is anything that comes in as medical treatment under this new UN agreement slash World Health Organization pandemic treaty, anything that comes in under this, you need to say, big middle finger to you, up your nose with a rubber hose. I ain't taking it. And you're going to have to be willing to stand alone. This is why you need to start to store essentials, food, water, guns, gold, ammo, natural medicine, and tools. If the country stands down, what are they going to do? Build a jail around the country? Come on. We need to stand united. I told you guys, here's what I said when COVID first broke. And some of you follow me on YouTube will remember this. I said, and this is before major censorship set in because the YouTube people were too stupid to know what was true and not true, but they had to end up taking direction from the CIA until they started enforcing their censorship mandates. Here's the deal. In the very beginning, they said 15 days to flatten the curve. I said, okay, all right, I'll give them those 2 weeks plus one day. But at any time in that 2 weeks plus one day, I see BS going on that doesn't represent good science. I'm going to call an end to this in terms of my advocacy. And I had a pretty good following over on YouTube. It's not like it's building here, it's building at the speed of slow. But over there, my ratings were really going up. And then YouTube started to screw with me, as you know, until they got rid of me. Never gave me a strike. But here's the deal. This is real, I think, really important to know. Anyone who takes a mandatory vaccine, you get what you deserve. The problem is with the shedding effect, you become a carrier of the poison they just injected you with. And if you don't think that's real, well, I interviewed Dr. Anna Mihacek a lot, and I'll tell you, she is right on the flipping money. Right on the money when she talked about the shedding effects. And that's been proven in the laboratory. So my advice to you is number one, don't submit. Number two, if you're a nurse, go into natural nursing. If you're a doctor, go into natural medicine. Because once they start this, you're guilty of participation in the crime against humanity if you do this. This is Joseph Mengele experiments on steroids. And you need to walk away. Save your soul, save your integrity. And walk away. You can go do something else, but you can't get your integrity back. These doctors that did this knowingly, unknowingly, I'll give you a pass. I understand that. But if you did it knowingly, history is going to judge you, and God is going to judge you severely unless you repent. Anyway, I wanted to clear my conscience on that. And if anyone knows how to get a hold of the Aaron nurse, I'd love to interview her. Of course I would. We need to get the truth out. stand down on vaccines. When Kamala's installed, if that happens, this UN treaty will go through. And guess what? The World Health Organization controls every medical decision you will make. Of course, you can always refuse, but if you're alone, you're going to get crushed. If you have millions, well, we can turn this back. That's my solution. We'll see you back here next time.